Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
The number where you can text us to give us a compliment is 800-400-3697.
You
can say whatever you like, but compliments are welcome.
Always welcome.
Right.
Vinny, I hear your buddy Tom Brady is talking to Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders, Saturday night. You did?
Oh, well, listen, it's all that gets talked about at my house.
Is where it's Tommy's going to go.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to make a splash. That's why they're saying he might go to the Chargers, because they're going to be launching a new stadium just like the Raiders are. And Tommy and Giselle give
everything, right? Like, that's like the fourth team. I've heard the Browns, the Raiders,
Tommy
the Chargers.
Tommy wouldn't go to the Browns for any amount of money.
Yeah, well, you never know. Everybody's got their price.
No. Uh-uh.
He wants to win his final season.
Well, that's the whole thing. He wants to...
Well, I want him to just let this all be a thing where he went across the street looking for a gig and they offered this much and the Patriots said, yeah, okay.
The weirdest thing that's going on, I think, this is just a me thing. I haven't heard it anywhere. But I feel like Belichick has the same drive that Tommy has, which is, I'm going to win a Super Bowl without him. I'm going to win it without him and then I'm going to shove it. You know
the
where.
Sun don't shine.
Right. Because they've never done that. They've always won them together. Mm-hmm. I don't see the problem. Why don't you just stay together and keep winning them? But whatever. That seems to be the deal.
Yeah, it would suck for him to finish his career elsewhere. It really, for me, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, look at Joe Montana, for God's sake. You know, people can still go on.
Yeah, it's not great. No, you don't want that.
It sucks.
You don't want that at all. I mean, the only reason that happened was because Steve Young was sitting right there.
And they don't want to lose him.
Right.
Well, look, I'm sure we didn't want to lose Jimmy G.
Right,
but
you did.
Right.
So right now, you should just keep the guy you got.
Well, that's what I say.
Too late.
But what do I know? And I don't even care what they... Good. It's fine. It's just games. Play them, people.
Danica Patrick owns a winery up here in Sonoma County.
Oh, fun. They should get a house up here. What are they doing down in Malibu?
I don't know. Malibu's pretty great.
It is pretty
great. It's pretty great up here, but...
Sure.
If you already own a winery, then you probably
own a house. Right? Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
A lot of celebrities have their wines out of here. Didn't we read that Pink has wine coming out of Sonoma?
Right, that does
she
sound familiar.
Does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, Mario Andretti does. A lot of different people.
Jacuzzi does.
What's jacuzzi?
You know, jacuzzis, the tubs, they have their own wine. It's right on the main drag there, jacuzzi. Winery? No.
No.
No. I didn't know jacuzzi was a star.
It's not. It's just a star tub. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh,
jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi.
Whatever. Sorry, I was
trying to be hilarious. It didn't work.
It missed.
Wow. Well, yeah.
I guess I should get my brother in here.
You need a drink.
Oh, yeah. You need a drink. That's true.
Or we need a drink to think you're funny.
That probably would help, too. Drunk people think I'm hilarious.
Yeah, you guys fixed the radio text thing that shows me the name of the song. It's been broken since around Christmas. That's not us. That's you. You finally, you must have happened upon a button and fixed your own radio.
Yeah. Or maybe we did fix it. I mean, why don't we just take credit for it?
Because we never do anything wrong to begin with, Sarah.
Oh, I forgot. Mm. That's right. Radio.com, everybody.
Right. Vinny, you are my kind of reporter. I love the way you said there's something about an impeachment. Rain might be on the way. And hey, what about Survivor?
I like it. I know. That's the whole show. We're just like, hey, guys, do you hear about this?
Helen Keller wasn't born blind and deaf.
Really? What happened to her?
Did she come down with something?
I don't know.
No. Well, there were all kinds of mystery illnesses back in the day. Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
I
thought she was born that way.
Me too.
My Uncle Fred had this awful limp, like a terrible limp. Oh. And, you know, he was my uncle and... I just always knew him to have it.
What's his name?
My Uncle Fred.
Okay. Whose brother? Your dad's?
My mom's.
God, you had a bunch of brothers, huh?
No, no, it wasn't. It was like a great uncle or something like that.
All right,
grand uncle, whatever.
Right.
But he'd gotten polio as a kid.
Yeah, my mom had polio as a kid too.
And she didn't get a limp.
Well, you get all kinds of stuff.
I think she did get a limp, and then they put braces on her, and so it straightened her out. But at the age of 19 months, Helen became deaf and blind as a result of an unknown illness, perhaps rubella or scarlet fever.
Ah, jeez, man. Vaccinate your kids.
Vinny, speaking of Red Wiggle getting a notch up on the Yellow Wiggle, I'm now watching Candace from Full House. She's going to be in 7 Hallmark movies thanks to Aunt Becky going to jail.
Good for her.
I guess. Right?
Yeah, she is. You're right. New star of the Hallmark channel.
Keep poor it in the family.
707
says, Becky's looking a little ragged these days, too.
She like, is. Like she's
will
losing
work
weight.
You, dude.
Yeah.
How does it, you know?
I might go to jail. Mm.
Stress will work you over.
It will.
Just last night, I'm trying to get into bed, and I got, it's like a roller derby up there.
Yeah.
Thoughts are just clanging against each other. I'm like, oh, I give up.
Great, I got bells going in my head.
I'm just
going
to stay up. Light here.
I might as well have just stayed up last night. I didn't fall asleep till midnight. I should have just stayed up.
When it hit midnight, I went, there's no way I'm falling asleep.
So then you didn't go to sleep?
No, I just laid in bed. I just stayed there.
Horrible.
Well,
I hate to say it, but that's why I keep the TV on, because I can't shut off. And if I put it on something, a rerun, boring or whatever, or something I've already seen.
Focus on that and just follow the story.
Uh-huh. I could not out, because I just cannot shut off.
I just read and read and read.
Yeah.
And it went well?
No. I was up. Usually I drop right off.
Is anyone watching The Outsider, the miniseries based on Stephen King's novel?
Yep. We are.
Yeah, that was
are going to love that. You're going to love it, Vinny.
Good. Good.
And you have 3 full hours to watch.
Great.
Even Yuzi's into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gruesome. I mean, well, there's some gruesome scenes, but it's interesting. And you need to suspend disbelief.
I don't love this, but let this be an example of addiction. I witnessed a man just yesterday stand next to his car without a shirt on and a yellow rubber glove on his right hand while he smoked a cigarette. After he snubbed it out, he opened his hatchback, took off the glove, put his shirt back on, got in his car, and drove away. That's commitment. Yeah, that's addiction.
Mm-hmm.
The nonsense that you...
Won't smoke in his car.
You completely normalize this behavior, and it wouldn't... It's not until someone takes a picture of you and says, what are you doing?
Well, that's how I keep from everyone knowing that I smoke. I don't want to be a social pariah.
So you keep dishwashing gloves in your car.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah. As an ex-smoker, I'm like hearing that and going, yep. Yeah.
It sucks. I wish it was a pill you could take to not be addicted.
Look at Vinny wanting to have Lilo to have redemption. How nice. What happened to our crusty old redneck?
Are you a redneck?
I didn't know I was a redneck.
That's funny.
I do love.
Does a dollar make you holler?
Yeah.
I do love country music, but.
No, you don't.
Redneck. I didn't.
That was a funny joke. Where's that thing?
Where's what thing?
I think from my brother. He wrote all these jokes. But, you know, he mixed them in with, like, well known jokes. Who wrote the denigrate one?
I don't like country music, but I don't mean to denigrate those who do. And for those who like country music, denigrate means to put down.
Who wrote that?
Bob Newhart.
Oh, all right.
That's funny.
Alabama is the worst state, says 707.
Is it? It's really beautiful there.
You don't know.
I do. I drove through it. That was one of the Dandickadarevilles. Dandickaville. It was, but I was surprised by how beautiful and green and leafy it is. It's gorgeous.
Alabama.
Yeah.
All right.
Deep South.
Just wanted to know if any wore his Niners gear over the weekend. I did. You betcha.
He's got it on now.
The other moms I knew and I used to pick which wiggle we'd do.
None of them were doable.
What are you talking about? They just said that's what they did.
Yeah.
They're
just
in the park.
They're joking.
They're picking their wiggles.
I would do the Asian guy, I guess. The Asian guy? Yeah. One of them's Asian.
What?
One of the original ones. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The purple guy.
Yeah.
Asian.
He's cute. He was kind. He always seemed kind.
All right.
I mean, I guess they're all kind. They're freaking Wiggles, you know?
No, I mean, they're singing songs about food.
Well, they sing about all kinds of stuff. All kinds of songs. You want to listen to some Wiggles or what?
Well, Brad has a huge one down there, so yeah, I'd hit that.
What? It's good size. I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah, he got photographed.
Is he on our list too?
No. He was on vacation with Gwyneth Paltrow somewhere, and they got some shots of Brad's schlong.
Yeah,
familiar.
On a balcony or something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that.
I've seen it. It looked good.
And you liked it.
It was flaccid. It looked, I was like, well, look at that.
Take a mushroom slap, no problem.
It's hefty.
All right.
I like a mushroom slap. I have no problem with that. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, oh, look at you.
Hit me with that shillelagh.
I can't imagine Jen Aniston taking him back. He freaking dumped her. I think she would be a fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on... That's not how it goes.
Fool you don't me get once, fooled again.
Shame on you. Fool me twice.
Shame
you
on
you. You can't get fooled again.
That's how it goes.
Fooled again. Right. Texter.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Look at it.
Get it right. Oh, you like that?
Well, I mean, you know, it looks, you know, it's not just a mushroom cap.
Yeah, a little too much.
Look at this. Look at his body.
Hair?
Well, yeah, I mean, those are the days before manscaping. I mean, this was the late 90s. What's up with that squat? Why is he squatting like that naked?
Like this?
Yeah, what? That's weird.
What's the matter with that?
I don't know.
You want him to bend over at the waist?
And what about two pictures over from that on the right?
He's playing around. He's
pretending he's a chicken? I don't understand.
No, he's pretending he's a girl.
Oh.
Looks like.
Oh, he put it away?
Yeah, he hit it.
All right.
Have you guys watched The Morning Show? It's fabulous.
I hear it is.
No, I want to see it.
I hear you have to get through the first two episodes. Mm. Which isn't a good sign for me. Usually I give things half an episode.
Vinny, hating the Arizona folk is a San Diego thing.
Yeah, Vinny.
All right. Well, I did live there for 10 years. I hate Texas, says 650. Arizona is the Florida of the West. There you go. That's why. Now you know.
Yeah, old people like to move to places where they can't go outside because it's too hot.
Right.
I meant to do this one at 8 o'clock. I did.
What is it?
Unfortunately, you're on four different pages here, so let me try and get to this. Happy Tuesday, Sarah and Vinny. My best friend Kate and I have been friends for 27 years, and today is her 39th birthday. We are diehard fans of your show, even listen to reruns on holidays. And I am hoping you can give her a shout out in the 8 o'clock hour.
You know what? Set it aside for tomorrow. Give it to me. I'll give
it back to
you.
They're going to hear it on the podcast anyway, right?
Listening while she works at home this morning, and it would make her day. Thanks, guys. Love you all.
That's too bad.
Well, if she's listening at home, then she heard that. Right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
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 Happy
birthday. Yeah, you like that, huh? You like your birthday wishes?
Yeah.
Vinny Mostert.
You like that?
Yeah.
She must be so proud.
Oh, yeah, it's a fine moment.
Vinny Mostert has been cut from six teams before the Niners. Look at him now. Plus, he's a pro surfer. You should hit him up and catch some waves.
Yeah, he should be your new best friend, Ben.
Niners! They right.
All right, we're just about out of time. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get down on it.
Come on and get down on it.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. She was singing that song.
When they say it, though.
What do you think? I don't know. Sit
it
on
means
it.
To dance.
On the beat,
dance
maybe?
If you really want to move.
Oh, down
get
on
your
the beat,
feet
maybe.
Back up.
While you were out, Yuzette told a story about how she broke a chair, though.
She broke a chair getting down on it.
She
returned the chair and was like, your chair's faulty.
Defective.
Who were you boning?
Pat, I think.
Oh.
So this was
years
this
ago.
This was when I had an apartment in Belmont.
You think you could still break a chair today?
Yeah.
You're still
given half a chance
vigorous.
If that husband of hers mm-hmm. ever came home.
Right.
Break every chair in the house. So whatever it is.
Did you get hurt?
No.
Oh, okay. But the chair just crumbled underneath you.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Potsy, sit on it.
Pat okay?
Whatever it is. Pat's yes. fine. Pat lived.
Yeah, he lived.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show, Ron Howard.
I know, I can't wait.
I'm
Richie
a big
Cunningham.
Fan.
Opie.
Mm-hmm. Opie.
Forget about Opie. It's all about Opie. Richie Cunningham.
I loved Opie.
I was a Happy Days kid.
Trying to sell salve for a while there. I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt B.
Yep, Aunt B.
But so he's behind 68 Whiskey.
That is correct. 68 Whiskey is a show on the Paramount Network. You said that used to be Spike TV?
Spike TV, yeah.
So someone is saying that it looks very much like a MASH.
Oh,
type thing.
I love MASH.
But that's a text. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it started airing February 15th. They say it's some men and women deployed as army medics to a forward operating base in Afghanistan. They endure a dangerous world that leads to self-destructive appetites, outrageous behavior, and intense camaraderie, which does sound just like MASH.
Yeah, it does sound like MASH. Okay.
It's a scripted comedic drama. Brian Grazer and Ron Howard, who's going to be on the show tomorrow. You've been we love Opie. I mean, Richie.
You better not call him that. I don't think he likes that.
Opie?
Yeah.
I'll just call him Mr. Howard, sir.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
but it'll be
good.
I mean, what a, he must have a zillion stories. There's a guy that you'd want to have dinner with and
right.
sit and
what
talk
a career,
and,
yeah.
I know.
You'd
my
have
God.
To think, right? I mean, he's been to all the Hollywood parties through the days. He's
mm-hmm.
probably seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
All four of his children are named after the places they were conceived.
Oh, I love that.
Dallas.
Bryce. Dallas uh-huh. Howard.
Who else?
Paige Carlisle and Jocelyn Carlisle at the Hotel Carlisle in New York City.
Oh, really?
And Reed Cross after a specific road. And that's according to Bryce.
A road.
Dallas Howard.
Neat.
Reed Cross. And he says Andy Griffith is his favorite acting mentor and his best friend.
Oh,
I know, right?
I watch that show still all the time.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Where
it
is it?
It makes me feel good.
TV Land or something?
TV Land. There's a couple of either MeTV, TV Land, one of those that are around actually the Paramount Network.
Oh, right.
They're around
which
that
is where
channel.
68 Whiskey is airing. So you can watch the show, catch up. I'm going to watch it today. I'll mm-hmm. make sure I'm all ready for the interview tomorrow. But very exciting. I don't think we've ever talked to Ron Howard.
Mm-mm.
No, we have. Of course we have.
When did we talk to him?
Was it in Philly?
I don't know. That. I mean, in a way, it does sound familiar.
Or was
but
it here?
I wondered if it was because
I don't remember it being
he's
here.
Done so many things.
Yeah.
Like maybe for Apollo 13.
Maybe it was Philly. I know I've talked to him.
Yeah.
So it must have been Philly.
Was he nice?
Yeah.
What did you ask him about?
I don't remember asking him anything specific, but I know that I'm a big fan. I like that guy.
Oh, I know you are.
I mean,
it's
I love the Happy Days. And there's very, you know, when stuff comes up, like what'd you watch? What were you into? There's very few things I watched or that I was into. I liked going outside and riding my skateboard. Mm-hmm. Or going to the beach and going surfing.
But on a rainy day, you can watch
but Happy
Days.
Mm-hmm. I was into it. Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley were like the
back to back,
the little block hour of TV I always wanted to catch.
Did you watch like Mork and Mindy when that came
out? I did watch Mork. That was Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. He was amazing. Well, he started on Happy Days,
right?
Didn't they?
Yeah.
They gave him his own show.
Yeah.
He battled Fonzie.
Right. That's funny. They years and years of history. We've all had.
We love him, Ron Howard. We love him.
We're down a rabbit hole
right.
at this point. So he's on at about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And
so
by the way, the birthday girl texted and she received the
shout out. All right! Yay! We didn't let her down after all. That's great.
Fantastic. Okay, time for the handoff.
Okay,
get out of here.
Lexi's up next. Lizzie on Hope Day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.